Today's program has been brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, a Napa Valley winery committed to respecting the soil and dedicated to the creation of three Cabernet blends. For more information, visit cane5.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. The issues farmers faced 100 years ago are not so different than the issues they face today. In 1915, immigrant Scandinavian farmers in North Dakota formed the Nonpartisan League, one of the most successful populist labor movements in United States history, in opposition to the control exerted over their labor by equipment manufacturers and banks. At the time, small farmers in North Dakota felt exploited by out-of-state milling companies, the railroads, and the eastern capital markets. The League ran its slate as Republican candidates in the 1916 elections. It won control of the state legislature and elected a farmer, Lynn Frazier, as governor with 79% of the vote. It also elected John Miller Bear to the United States House of Representatives. After the 1918 elections, in which the NPL won control of both houses of the legislature, a significant portion of the League's platform was enacted. State-run agricultural enterprises such as the North Dakota Mill and Elevator, the Bank of North Dakota, and a state-owned railroad were mandated. In addition, the device of popular recall of elected officials was enacted. A compelling and accurate portrayal of the founding of the Nonpartisan League was dramatized in the 1978 film Northern Lights, winner of the Camera d'Or at Cannes Film Festival in 1979. Northern Lights is a pioneering work of politically active, regional, independent filmmaking. Born out of the San Francisco-based Scene Manifest Filmmaking Collective, Northern Lights was researched, cast, and shot in the same locations where the original events took place in 1915. Thusly, the actions of the Nonpartisan League and the filmmakers themselves are a parallel of engaged and inspired activism. Co-director John Hansen compares the film and the events depicted in the film to the modern-day struggle of the small farmer.
There aren't that many small farmers today like there were back then. I mean, there's less than 1% of the population is in farming, and of course there's a lot of corporate farming now. But the small farmer who's still remaining a fairly family farm independent, you know, still has the same problems. He's basically doesn't have much power. In North Dakota today, the small farmers are under siege by the oil development. And the corporations have just come in and are raising hell with all that land west of the Missouri River, with fracking wells in pursuit of oil. A lot of them have been just run over by that process. You know, there is some organizing going on out there to try to somehow deal with some of those problems. As Henry Martinson says at the end of the film, he's an optimist because he feels that good will come out of the bad. And his great line, "I've got time, I can wait." You know, he's at 94 years old. Even if you feel powerless, if you take action, if you join forces with like-minded people, you can have an impact.
Northern Lights will be reopening in theaters across the country, starting with the Film Forum in New York City on September 20th. Updated screenings will be listed on their website at www.artistspublicdomain.org/cinema-conservancy. That's artistspublicdomain.org/cinema-conservancy. If you're passionate about the plight of the small farmer, this is a must-see film. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. The song used in this piece is The Old Photographer by Ball of Flame Shoot Fire. HeritageRadioNetwork.org is a non-profit, member-supported organization. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, iTunes, Stitcher, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.